be too alarmed of, you know, just starting the message at 6 minutes till or 7 minutes till. I just have a few thoughts. Tonight, honestly, tonight, we spent the night listening to the Christmas story, and the young people did such a wonderful job at that. Hopefully that story will ring in your heart throughout this week, this Christmas season. And of course, then just singing the wonderful songs, the Christmas songs, to appreciate and to those words. And I struggled passing up any of the verses because the words are such a wonderful thing to sing. But tremendous songs, tremendous stories that we've already heard. But I want to draw your attention to Luke chapter 2. We're going to look at one simple character relatively quickly. Luke chapter 2, let's look at verses 36, 37, and 38. We have a character here that we want to look at and just share some things about her. Her name is Anna. Anna. And we don't know a whole lot about Anna, but we do know just a little a bit about Anna. Let's look at these verses. And there was one Anna the prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Now, not a lot is mentioned about Anna the prophetess, but I'll tell you, just in the little bit that's given, I would suggest to you that Anna knew what it was like to go through a tough life. A tough life. Anna was, if you follow what's being said here, Anna was probably married. Don't get any ideas, young ladies. Anna was probably married when she was around 12. It says she was married for about 7 years. That's 19. She was a widow of 84 years. How old does that make Anna? Could be, if our calculations are right, around 103. 103 years old, and she had lived most of her life. I mean, she started off kind of amazing, you know, but only 7 years. And then her husband died, and 84 years a widow serving the Lord. And we understand that that must have been very difficult for this young girl to go through, and not an easy life, a lot of hardships that she obviously had gone through. You know, but Anna serves as a tremendous blessing and testimony, because it doesn't, for us to be thankful for Jesus Christ, for us to be thankful at Christmas, for us to worship the Lord and praise the Lord, doesn't mean that we have to have had a life filled with what we consider amazing blessings. Now, Anna had blessings. She had the opportunity for 84 years to serve there in the temple, to serve the Lord and to do things for the Lord. And we're not diminishing that at all. What a wonderful opportunity. But as far as the human life goes, I mean, really, she had it tough. Again, hardly knowing, you know, what it would be like to be a wife at that age, and then to, you know, to have a husband for the 7 years, and then him dying, and then 84 years, in a sense, alone that way. And here she is, you know, at, again, if everything is right that way, 103 years old, and here seeing the Lord. And I want you to notice, again, I told you it was just going to be very brief, I want you to notice her response. And she, coming in that instant, what did she do? She gave thanks. She gave thanks. You know, I'm pretty impressed with Anna. You know, she didn't wait to see the Lord. You know, and when the Lord showed up, she said, you know, I got some questions for you. Why did you take away my husband at such a young age? Why did you do that? Why have I, you know, been without a husband all these, you know, she didn't do that. In an instant, she did what? She gave thanks. She gave thanks. You know, thankfulness is not based on what we have received. Rather, thankfulness ought to be based on who it comes from. And that day, Anna was thankful to the Lord. She was thankful to God that He had given a Messiah, a Savior. She was thankful to Him. And she gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of Him to all them that looked for the redemption of Israel. Here He is. And she's given thanks. From time to time we ask you and the congregation to give thanks for the things, you know, it might be around a certain time. You know, what can you be thankful for? And I'm honest when I say this. Sometimes I have gotten people that come up and afterwards go out and shake hands and on the way out say, you know what, Pastor? You don't understand the life that I have. And I don't have much to be thankful for. And that's a sad response to me, and I understand, and I want to sympathize with them and probably have had a hard life. But let me say it again. Thankfulness is not based upon what we've received, what we've been given. Thankfulness is to a person. It's for who He is. You know, in Anna, you know, God had not done a whole lot. I mean, yes, He had provided. God had provided the Messiah, and she understands it. The redemption of Israel. She's excited about that. You know, she didn't waste any time, and she gave thanks. You know, folks, tonight you might be sitting here and you say, I'm going through tough times. There's not been a lot of things to thank the Lord for recently. And I would argue with you, and if we just go back and see what our life has been, you know, do you know that every moment of our day is a blessing from the Lord? There are so many things that we could have or not have. You know, we always are better off than someone else. There's somebody always that's going through something more difficult than we are going through. Not to diminish what you're going through, because it may be very tough. You know, we do have a lot to be thankful for, but let's not forget that the main reason of thanksgiving is not in what we've gotten or received. The main reason to be thankful is because of a person, who we've received it from and who He is. You know, Anna that day saw Jesus and immediately she was thankful. And I ask you, are you thankful? Are you thankful for the person of Jesus Christ? Are you thankful for God, the Father, who loved you enough to send His Son, Jesus Christ, to come to this earth and to die on the cross and buried in the tomb and risen again the third day, according to the Scriptures? Why? So that we can have eternal life. When I ask you if you're thankful, I'm not looking for you to look down and count the bad things that have happened this past week. I'm just asking, are you thankful for the person of Jesus Christ? Are you thankful for Emmanuel, God, coming to be with us? As we heard this morning, your personal helper and deliverer. God has provided that for you. You know, I was reading through this story and Anna stuck out in my mind. I've read through the story countless times. Countless times. You've gone through all the characters and all the animals and, you know, everything you go through, and you're trying, you know, to what else can I learn from this story? And you read about Anna, you know, and I never did the research and study on this lady and her life. Honestly, Anna was just another lady. When I looked at who Anna was and what she had gone through, I say, wow, that's tremendous. But Anna was still thankful. She was still thankful. Even though maybe her life wasn't what some would consider a highlight life. Simple life. Simple life. And yet Anna was thankful. And so I challenge you and ask you this Christmas, can you be thankful? Not so much, and you have received a lot. We have received a lot. But can you simply be thankful in the person of Jesus Christ? Being thankful for the person of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you so much for the opportunity that we can worship you this Christmas season. Thank you for the wonderful songs that we can sing. God, we're thankful for the story and so wonderfully put together in script that we heard from our young people a few minutes ago. God, thank you for that. Thank you for their practice. Thank you for the work that was put into that. Lord, what a beautiful story and just so wonderfully done. Lord, thank you for that wonderful story. Lord, thank you for the music that we can sing. Thank you for the times that we can be together with family and friends and as a church family. Thank you for the wonderful things surrounding this. But God, more than the things that we have, that we get, God, may we be thankful for you, because you are everything to us. So Lord, may we be thankful for all the things that we've heard today and for what you've given to us in our lives. Lord, I pray that you'd be with these people as we're dismissed, that they would go about, Lord, that we would have a wonderful week this week celebrating Jesus Christ's birth and, of course, our birth and our eternal destination. God, we're so grateful. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Now, before you're dismissed, I want to encourage you to be back again tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. I know that the times have been a little confused, but at 7 o'clock, and I just want to share something about tomorrow night one last time, just to make sure that you're not confused, okay? So tomorrow night, we're just going to be very simple, a celebration recognizing Jesus' birth, okay? Typically, we don't have a birthday party. I like to call it a birthday celebration for Jesus. We are going to do that because it is his day that we're celebrating and his birth, just like we celebrate our births. And so we're going to get together and we're going to just have a time. We're going to look at who the character of Jesus is and his names and just kind of eulogize who he is and glorify in who Jesus Christ is. So we'll do that for a little bit. We're going to have a time of prayer, thanking God for who he is. And I'm going to ask you to be a part of that, to be a part of thanking him. And I think that this brings him honor and glory. We're going to have a time for that. And then we're going to have a time of presenting something to Jesus for his birthday. And let me clarify this. I've mentioned about we're going to have a spot designated up here that you can present a gift, okay? And some have asked me, you know, can you clarify what this is? Does it have to have something in it? Are we going to open it up and read? Here's what I'm trying to say. The box, the bag, or whatever itself is very symbolic, okay? Is not something that you've got to open. It doesn't have to have anything inside. It can just be, it's just symbolic. And if you don't share, it will just be up here so that the rest of the congregation say, wow, these are the gifts that we are presenting to Jesus. And so I do encourage you, if you can and are able to wrap up a box or get a bag of some sort or whatever, just to put it because it's symbolic of what we're giving. If you would like to share, then you can come up, you can grab your gift, even though there's nothing in it. Again, it's just a symbol, but you can then grab that gift and you can come and say, you know what, I prayed about this, and I do want you to pray about it, but this year, God has impressed upon me to give Jesus something of your time, something of your means. It might be just a commitment or an intending to do something. I don't know what it is, and it doesn't really matter. It's something that you're sacrificing to give, something above and beyond that you have before, something that you want to present to the Lord. And so I don't want to, you know, I don't want it to be confusing. But again, if you just have something, again, symbolic, even if you don't do anything, we'll just have, here's the gifts that we're presenting, and then I'm going to give you an opportunity, if you would like, you don't need to come up and get yours and just simply share. You don't have to read anything. Just share from your heart what God's impressed upon you to give. Okay, if you have any more questions beside that, ask me. This is not something you have to do. This is something that you just get to do. And it's a privilege. And so pray about it. And if God would lay something on your heart, be a part of it. So we will do that when we're done. I'll just share a couple more things. And then we'll pray, ask God's blessing upon the refreshments. And we'll go back. And yes, we will have a cake back there to celebrate. Just something very simple, not very long, but it will be our celebration for the birth of Jesus Christ. Okay, so that will be tomorrow evening. I invite you to come if you're able. If not, that's fine. I trust you have a Merry Christmas. We will not be meeting on Wednesday night, of course, as it's Christmas Day. Trust you have a wonderful day with your family and friends and whoever you choose. And then we'll be back again on Sunday after that to get ready to begin another year. And so thank you so much for your involvement. I trust you have a wonderful week. Let's, one more time, let's go ahead and stand. I'll pray and we'll be dismissed tonight. God, thank you so much for the wonderful music and the story that we've been able to be a part of tonight. We look forward to a wonderful week. where we get to celebrate even giving and receiving. Lord, it is not a bad thing. It's a wonderful thing because that's exactly what's happened with you and us. It's what's happened with the gospel and the birth and the crucifixion and the resurrection. We have giving and we have receiving. And giving is important and receiving is important. So God help us to, as we picture that this week, I pray that it would bring you very much glory and that we would just have that picture in mind to recall and to remember what you've done for us. Lord, we celebrate Jesus' birth and we're excited to do that. God be with us as we go about our way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.